You're listening to SBS News.
An act of mass murder that plunged Lebanon into crisis and set in motion years of political instability. 22 people, including former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, were killed in the suicide bombing. More than 15 years later, his son travelled to the Netherlands, hoping to see justice done.
We had like many presidents and many former prime ministers were killed either in office or outside office, and we never had any truth of what happened. I think today's, everybody's expectation was much higher than what came out, but I believe that the tribunal came out with a result that is satisfying.
Four men had been tried in absentia by the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. Salim Ayash was a mid-level Hezbollah operative. The court ruled he had a central role in the attack and was found guilty of conspiracy and murder. Judges found he possessed one of six mobile phones used by the team which coordinated the assassination. But the three other defendants were acquitted due to insufficient evidence.
Je suis très triste.
We are very sad that $1 billion was spent on such a void file and on evidence that was obviously mediocre from the start.
The court ruled that Hariri was killed because he was seen as a severe threat to Syrian and Iranian influence in Lebanon.
The attack was an act of terrorism that was designed to spread fear among the Lebanese population. It was committed for political and not personal reasons.
But the judges found no direct evidence that the leadership of Iranian-backed Hezbollah or the Syrian government had been involved in the plot. While Ayash faces a potential life sentence, it's unlikely he'll ever serve any time in prison. Hezbollah has refused to hand over any of the defendants, questioning the court's legitimacy. Supporters of Rafiq Hariri gathered at his burial site to listen to the verdicts.
I think it's fair and square for everyone, and we should wait for Hezbollah's move now, because it's their guy that he's accused. So they have to give him as a start in order to be safe and to rebuild this country in the correct way.
Some were left disappointed by the three acquittals.
I am not very concerned with the verdict. One person planned, executed, and did everything. The verdict is not convincing. May the martyr rest in peace. If this court of earth did not prove who the criminal is, we would wait for Judgment Day.
The verdicts had been postponed because of the Beirut port explosion, and for most in the city, their focus is on rebuilding homes and demanding those responsible for the destruction are held accountable. The Hariri Tribunal, a reminder that justice in Lebanon is slow, and the end result is unlikely to satisfy everyone. Ben Lewis, SBS World News.